Catch Up with Heidi Will and Woody on the Hit app. Download it today.
This Heidi Will and Woody Catch Up comes with plenty of rewards. Choose your $50 reward when you switch to Clean Heat and save on your natural gas charges. T's and C's apply.
In this Catch Up, Asha Keddie from Offspring joins the fun and holiday bids.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Nina Proudman, Asha Keddie, we've got our opener.
Asha Keddie is the golden girl of Aussie TV. She's taken out the Silver Logie for Most Popular Actress 5 times in a row. Oh, she also won the gold one in 2013. You'd know her as Nina Proudman from Offspring on Channel 10.
Hey, Asha.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Excited to have you on the show. So pumped about this new season.
Great.
So good.
I'm pumped about it too. I think I had the most fun shooting this 7th series.
Why do you reckon that
out
is?
Out of all of them. I don't know. We're still asking ourselves that question. I'm not the only one that feels like this. Mm. I think it may be that we're so familiar with each other now, the cast and the crew, and I think that the writing is just really, it's so great and it's so fresh this year. That felt exciting, exploring new territory.
I'm not surprised you enjoy filming it as well, Asha, because it appears that you always hook up with some really sexy men. Like, Madeline Neves is absolutely gorgeous. Shame he died. But Harry now.
We're going to keep talking about
you've gone
that.
Sugar and spice there because, I mean, Madeline Neves was dark and brooding, whereas Harry's this light, blonde, fun, bit of a beard, beautiful. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, he's a great acting partner, Alex. Terrific to work
I think
with.
What we were going for there is, do you prefer the blonde, shaggy beard guy
or
the dark and brooding? What's
it? I kind of just prefer I prefer my husband's look, really, and that is tall, dark and handsome.
Tall, dark and handsome.
So I was going to say, so you want Patrick to come back then? We all want Patrick back. We all want him to rise from
Harry's
the dead.
Great for Nina, you'll see. It's fantastic.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, well, we're going to see that tonight. I know that his ex-girlfriend comes back on the scene, which we're all pumped for, 8:45 tonight on Channel 10. But
really funny.
Asha, I have to ask you about my favourite scene so far.
Was
your mum invited you and Harry over for dinner and she said this.
Several weeks ago. We had a sexual encounter. Marjorie and myself. And Renato. You remember Renato. A three-way.
I did not need to know this.
I did not need to know this either.
Oh, man, it was gold.
It's really funny, isn't it? God, she makes me laugh. Geraldine and Linda Cropper, who plays her. We really, really find it hard to hold it together when she performs that role.
Really?
It's so good. But we were laughing about this yesterday when I was telling the guys about one of the scenes, and we were saying, has anything ever come out like that at your family dinners?
No. God.
Anything crazy at a family dinner that you went, oh, my God.
No, we all talk to each other far too much. We know everything about each other. I don't, nothing crazy like that, but gee, it's fun. The Proudmans are, they never cease to surprise, do they?
Oh,
absolutely not.
So is the encounter with his ex-girlfriend tonight going to be as awkward as that family dinner?
It's quite possibly one of the most awkward things we've ever filmed. In fact, I was so uncomfortable. I couldn't work out if I was uncomfortable about the scenes as an actor or I was uncomfortable because of the actual content. And it turns out, of course, you know, that happens quite often as actors. You're uncomfortable because you're playing out something that is incredibly awkward.
Yeah.
And you get a bit confused. Why can't I make this work? But actually, it's really just that your character's sort of, you know, in a very uncomfortable
You haven't intended for that, you know, psychology to arise, but that's what happens.
No, you'd think you'd learn after 5 years of acting, wouldn't you? But that's actually what the hell's going on.
So I suppose it's similar to this dude you're dating now. I
mean, Harry.
Like, you don't want to be that attracted to him. You like the tall, dark, brooding ones, but then all of a sudden you're there and it's like, oh, wow, he's actually kind of got
me. Like me. Now, Nina, on the other hand, is very much into Harry.
Yeah, right. Yes. Okay.
Well, no, she definitely is.
So you draw the line there, though, Asha. I don't know if I believe you, mate.
It's safe to say that he has an enormous amount of integrity, and you kind of see that tonight. And
wow,
but you know, Emily Barclay, this woman that's come in and played his ex, is just incredibly good. I mean, it's really uncomfortable. Yeah,
well, we can't wait to see it, mate.
Yeah,
you catch
we can't
on Spring, 8:45 tonight on Channel 10. Good. Asha Keddie, it's always a pleasure.
Yes.
Have a great
Thank
day, mate.
You.
Cheers.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
You ready to go?
I am ready to pump it.
We need to know the lyric. Yeah.
Yes,
the,
easy.
The song.
Each song will cut off and then you guys have to sing the next
easy.
Part of the song.
Heidi's harmonies, knees, 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 knees. Heidi does harmonies well.
Feeling all right, cause we're dancing in the moonlight.
Doesn't sound too bad, that tune.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
It's not bad.
The bit that's bad in that opener is the Woody bit.
Wait,
Heidi's harmonies, knees, knees, knees.
Someone's remixed me. I think it was DJ Will. This is a stitch up. It's an absolute stitch up. Anyway, the game's really simple.
Yeah.
We play a bit of a song for you.
Yep.
You need to finish the lyrics. Ando is dead set awful at this.
Yes, I am. And I put my hand up and say, I totally get it. I make up lyrics.
So it's a great chance for you on 131060 to give us a call.
Yeah.
Your chance to be better than real Heidi.
Well,
I mean, real Heidi.
Yeah.
She's one of the biggest figures here in WA. Yeah.
Check me out, www.realheidi.com.
Oh, God.
There we
or
go.
Is it .com.au?
Not
I can't
sure.
remember.
And you can see everything.
She's, usually my people run the website.
She Facebook Live her engagement. You can go and see that. And she's Facebook Living life as being engaged. It's really, it's...
I haven't done any of that.
Interesting stuff.
Anyway,
stuff.
Enough about my engagement, although
like,
I did get engaged
like
on
play
July.
Heidi, in this game, you certainly can. Right now, she is awful at it. It's a lot of fun. And let's face it, if you don't call, the segment goes. They're all on the chopping block this week. So
beautiful.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
And Ando
but it,
wants
can
it to
I
keep
just
going.
Say, even here if it's
goes.
Not a competition against me, it actually feels so good singing and just being a bit of a loser on your Wednesday morning.
Yeah, great.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
This makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Bit of singing in the morning.
Yes, yes.
Not only does it make you feel good, remember, if you do call our show at any time over the next few weeks, you get your chance to go on the draw of $50,000 to fly away. You go immediately in the draw to get $50,000 for a holiday. So people that are calling are not just playing to beat you, Ando, but they're also going in the draw for $50,000.
Jesse's in the draw. How are you, Jesse?
Good, thanks.
Jesse,
River.
Hey, Jesse, you reckon you're good at song lyrics?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Okay, boy.
So
do I
Ando,
go first?
Ando goes first, doesn't she? So, okay, it's really simple, mate. We play a bit of the song.
Yeah. Now, remember, the rules are because Ando is so bad that all three of them need to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For them
yeah.
to
yes.
win something.
For them to win.
Okay.
Do we know what they're winning?
Overall. Yeah, I think we do. We had something. Do we have something for the gang, for the boys?
They're going to the draw to win $50,000, mate.
Ando. Signed DJ Will poster each,
yeah,
I think
go.
Was put on the table.
There we go. All right, here's the first song.
Draws me crazy.
Yeah, great. Okay, so we're gonna go to Jesse. Jesse, here you go, mate.
She don't want me, baby.
Did you just say?
And I can't feel the pain.
No, all so wrong. Your
Jessie,
second bite of the cherry there was amazing.
Jesse, did you just say she don't want maybe?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it's like no one else is.
Like no one else, yeah.
Yeah, she drives me crazy and I can't help myself.
The good thing about this is you learn something new.
You had there in...
She drives me crazy and I can't feel the pain.
That's right, yeah. It's quite amazing where these come from with you.
That's a lot of things that comes out of my mouth. It's quite surprising, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. We've got Rebecca here from Canning Vale. Hey, Beck.
Hello.
Good morning. You're in the draw to win $50,000 or thanks to warmmyhome.com.au. Get warm with Hearth House. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. Now you've got to play Hides. Your song.
Let's do this, Beck.
Ando.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
Here we go.
We won't stop.
Yeah, great. All right, Beck, you're
no
going, mate.
Very close.
Awful. Beck, here you go.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
Yes. Doesn't matter. You're still in the draw.
It's a tricky part of the song.
Yeah. What song is it even?
Miley, we can't
spell. Oh, no one even knows what that lyric is.
I have no idea.
That is rubbish.
Living in a sausage roll.
I reckon that sucks.
No, that's BS.
Sucks. Living in a Sausage Roll, I think, was close, though, Woody.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go another song there.
Yeah, that was unfair.
Yeah, okay. So I reckon Becky get another one because that was absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That'd be awesome.
No worries,
okay,
mate.
Beck. All right, I'm going to go first.
Let's go again. Here we go. That sucked.
And all the roads lead you there are winding.
There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Is it? She's jumped the gun. She jumped the gun.
Oh,
Beck, do you want to have a go? I knew you'd go straight for that. You're so predictable. Here we go, Beck. You're going.
And all the roads that lead you there were winding.
No, God, I'm so bad.
No, you're gone. She's gone.
But there are many things. Oh,
and
no, I just
all
sang.
All the lights that light the way are blinding.
Oh, yeah.
Lead you there were winding. And all the lights that light the way.
And then we get to say,
and then we go,
there are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Keep going. Here it goes.
Here it goes. Because maybe you gotta be the one that saves me.
Gallagher.
We're playing the whole song, or?
Nah, we might. We might play it 7:05.
God, that felt. How good does it feel?
We played the bit that everyone wanted to play. Hey, yeah. Beck, thanks for playing, mate.
In the car, I love it.
Oh, good work, Beck. Have a great day,
congrats,
mate.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
The Heidi, Will, and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me. Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Now, gee whiz, this is interesting, I reckon. I mean, I don't normally get excited by Australian politics because it's bloody boring, but yesterday we found out that Scotty Ludlam, and honestly, this is the kind of stuff where you eat your hat over. Scotty Ludlam is a Green senator in the Australian Federal Parliament, right?
Mm.
And Scotty Ludlam came out yesterday.
And I sneezed.
Just let it go. I'm about to.
All right, okay. We'll just hold on for a second. I'll do the story.
There she is. Just let it go, mate.
Yeah, why do you hold on to it?
I'm trying not to because we're doing a radio show.
Oh, of course. This has been a big distraction.
I'll go back to it. What did I start with?
Scott Ludlam.
Scotty Ludlam is a Green senator, right?
Yes.
And then he did the unthinkable yesterday when he quit Parliament because it turns out he's not an Aussie.
Recently, as about a week ago or so, it was brought to my attention that I hold dual citizenship. Nationality of Australia and New Zealand. Under Section 44 of the Constitution, that makes me ineligible to hold elected office in the federal
Genuinely
parliament.
Genuinely unbelievable. I actually think this is unbelievable. I think it's incredible that a person over the age of, let's say, 20 can find out something about themselves which they didn't know previously. Mm. And I was like, remember, I was in the meeting before the show, throw my hands in the air going, can you guys believe this? I can't believe it. Someone's done this.
You went crazy.
And then today, or yesterday, it turns out they've had another one.
Yeah.
They've had another one.
It's hugely embarrassing, Amber, not only for Larissa Waters, but also for the Greens. Their two co-deputies forced to end their political careers within a week after each making the exact same mistake.
Larissa Waters is a Canadian. What the hell?
She was born there or something and so then funny. At 11 months old came out to Australia. How would you not know that?
It's quite unbelievable. And the same party as well. Like, and they're just dropping like flies. Mm. And then there's apparently this other dude who's like, I mean, there's all sorts of politicians who are now needing to the fact that they are Australians. There's a dude who's got connections to Belgium, apparently. There's another guy who was born in Iraq. I mean, it's just...
So what, you can't have dual citizenship to work in politics?
No,
like, you can be born in another country, but
There are certain constitutional requirements under Section 44.
There's a guy in One Nation who was born in India.
Yeah.
And then he's saying he doesn't have the citizenship.
Yes, I think, yeah.
So what I was amazed about with all of this, despite the fact that they both work for the same party in the Senate they didn't know that they were from different countries, I also think that it's truly incredible that past the age of, I'm going to say 20 because it's a nice round figure, that you could find out something about yourself that you didn't previously know.
So it has to be specifically about you, not just like a story from your family ancestry.
It can be something like that.
I found out my grandparents' grandparents were incest. They were cousins.
For example.
Yeah, sure.
I found that out only a couple of years ago.
I mean, this can be a bit... often news that you find out this late on about yourself is often... it can be quite confronting because you've made assumptions your whole life that things are a particular way. Uh-huh. It'd be a little bit like finding out you've got a hereditary disease. I mean, that'd suck.
Oh, that's
tough
one. You've had it your whole life, but no one told you.
Oh, actually, no. I found out I've got hemochromatosis. I mean, it's not like necessarily a bad hereditary disease, but it was like, oh, yep, you had that.
So that means that you have too much iron in your body.
I do. The other one that really jumped to mind, though, which was my old housemate, Legs. God rest him.
Oh, hang on, play the music.
He drove across the Nullarbor, and we lost him somewhere there. But anyway, he was hooking up with this girl.
Yeah.
Was he?
Quite a lot.
There we go. It's been a while. Dust him off.
And for the first time in his life, he really liked her. And then he found out about a couple of months into the relationship that they were actually cousins.
So had they never met like at any parties when they were little?
It was when he went back to his house and they were flicking through these old family photos.
Oh no.
And it was him playing around a sprinkler or something with this little girl and he saw the photo and he's like, oh, who's that? And they were like, oh, that's your cousin Molly. And he was like, gee whiz.
So 3 weeks later, after some fun, he said, he announced to Molly, he said, all right, Molly, now it has to stop.
You can marry your cousins.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
But I think that would definitely fall in the basket of finding out something about yourself quite late on in life that you just didn't know. And as I said, this could be, I don't know, that you have a kid. That your parents aren't your parents.
You're adopted.
I mean, these sorts of things that just pop up later on in life. That's what I want to hear right now. 131060, give us a call. We'll take your calls after Rita Ora. If you found out something about yourself that you previously had no idea about.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. I just think in general it is quite alarming if, as an adult, you find out something about yourself that you previously didn't know.
It would be a hard pill to swallow to hear some of the news.
Yeah, well, that's what we're asking. 131060, I said earlier my housemate Legs turned out he was hooking up with his cousin and that was a bit alarming for him.
He
could have married her if he wanted.
He could have. Hey, Michelle here from Currumbine has given us a call, 131060. Please, you can do the same as well if you've just found out something about yourself as an adult. Michelle?
Hello.
You got a story,
hey, Michelle.
Story about your husband, Michelle.
Yes, my husband found out about 15 years ago via Facebook that he had a daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, after school he went to a party and his daughter was given up for adoption because the girl, the one-night stand was, it was taboo in those days.
Yeah.
And he found out via friend via Facebook, do you know you have a daughter? And he said no.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So now, what happened? Did he meet her?
Are they in contact?
He absolutely made contact with her. And, yes, they still stay in contact now. And, she was up for adoption. And, she has a new mom and dad. But it certainly is his daughter. It looks like him.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow, so he didn't do a DNA test or anything like that?
No, he didn't have to because I made sure I could see that this definitely is his daughter.
Very good. Wow. Thanks, Michelle.
Imagine you two getting a Facebook message in like 25 years' time.
We've already discussed this
time.
Before, but you've been staying off Facebook for the last few weeks because of your fears about Woody Jr. surfacing in Brazil.
There was a jaunt in South America for about 8 weeks, which... it was an interesting time for little Woody. And I mean little Woody, but really. But anyway, 131060.
Yeah. What did you just find out about
if you're perusing through South America and you see a small, pestilent child with blonde dreadlocks
and the Ellen DeGeneres nose, it could be.
Chances are, 131060 will take more calls. Your face during that was quite alarming.
That can't happen.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
People hide stuff in families, though, and don't want you to find out. Then it comes out years later or is about someone's about to die. And
yeah, look, okay. But okay, yeah. Well, and they're the stories we're getting. 13 10 60. We've got Cherie here from Harrisdale. Cherie.
Good morning, guys.
G'day. Hello.
Yeah, you like Scotty Loldon. You like Larissa Waters. You're an adult and you found out something about yourself that it's just knocked your socks off.
Okay, so I'm 23 now. At the time I was 21 and I was involved in a 3-car pile-up on the Kwinana Freeway.
Yeah.
And so I had back pain, so I went to get an x-ray and my chiropractor, he said, oh, have you noticed anything different about yourself? And I was like, no. So he got me to sit down. Basically, I was born with 3 missing vertebrae in my middle spine. It's something I should have known at birth. So usually with this case, you're disabled and it's in your lower spine and you're born with like a growth on your back because your nerves are exposed.
Oh my.
But that never happened to me. So I am a pole dancer. I'm massive into fitness. I can do anything. But yeah, I'm missing 3 vertebrae in my middle spine.
Wow,
so
that's insane.
I'm missing a rib as well.
Does that mean that you can be...
Oh, wow, beautiful. Few bones.
Does that mean that you, like with the pole dancing side of things, is that what, I mean, just,
you can
did
extend.
You get into it because you were extra flexible?
Oh, no, I was already into it, but like my teachers are super jealous because when I do the bend backs, I can bend way further than them.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, isn't it funny that it's a coincidence and that you found the profession where it was going to be most useful?
Yeah.
I know. So I love it.
Good
on you.
That is amazing.
Wow.
3 vertebra.
That's a lot of vertebra.
How does it connect?
So it's actually called spina bifida. I know that from my exercise science degree.
But
you usually, it's a really obvious thing you get at birth. You look at the baby.
And then you get a growth.
And are you usually in like a wheelchair or anything like that?
Well, it can be really, really. Yeah. The fact that she can work a pole is unbelievable that she goes on like that. Michelle from Gosnells, how are you going?
Hi, good, thanks.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
What did you find out as an adult?
Well, I was about 21, I think, and I was going bed shopping with my mother. And she turns to me and says, can I tell you something without you getting angry at me? And I said, maybe, sure. And she says, you've got an older brother.
Whoa, you were bed shopping.
She just needed to tell you. She just had to blurt it out there.
The bed shopping incidental to the story. I thought that was going to be incorporated somehow.
No, I think she just needed to get it out.
Firstly, you've got a brother. And secondly, that's where it was contained.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
I want to talk about the holiday beard.
What, yours?
I've got one. Well, I've tried.
You've tried.
I don't really.
I was actually going to tell you the other day. You know how you've got a mole on the side of your face?
It gets hairy.
But it gets like when you.
Well, it's
because
not,
your facial hair is so patchy.
Sporadic.
When
is
that,
what I'd call it.
When that gets going,
yeah,
when that spot gets so hairy.
I've got New Zealand up here, and then Australia's on me chin, and then I've got Papua New Guinea on the left here. I mean, that's sort of.
Yeah, it's not really even, is it?
Do you guys think the holiday beard is a phenomenon, though,
definitely,
for men? They go away, and every single bloke grows a beard. You're looking at me confused,
Dan. Well, Grivo's already got a beard, so that's why I was literally trying to think whether he did when we were away.
Didn't, though?
Well, he just, it grew hairier.
Yep.
It's definitely a thing, 100%.
Definitely.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to take your clippers away, would you?
Well, that's it.
No, because you're on
shaving,
bloody holiday.
Shaving sucks.
Anyway, on 13, 10, 60, what I want to hear from the women here is... Has your man grown a holiday beard and then tried to keep it when he's come back to Australia?
Yeah.
Because my old man, he's currently on tour with me mother.
Oh, where are they?
In Europe.
Yeah.
Will's backyard in Europe there. He's been giving him tips, obviously.
Teaching them how to speak French.
And Dad actually sent me a video last night
expressing
his emotion about the fact that Mum wanted him to get rid of his holiday beard.
Oh, funny.
I think the beard makes me look like George Clooney. Melissa thinks I look like Onslow from Keeping Up with Appearances. Unfortunately, on day 5 of the holiday, the beard comes off. Goodbye, beard.
So I don't...
Goodbye, beard.
I don't know who George Clooney is.
George Clooney.
He's going on about this guy.
George Clooney.
George Clooney, who's obviously some male model.
George Clooney.
Or something. But again, look, 13, 10, 60, I mean, I can relate to Dad. Courtney obviously doesn't like my...
But you've had that for a while.
But I've got longer. It's got longer.
Yeah, it like, definitely looks like you've been living like a caveman.
And I have been living like a caveman. But I think it is a phenomenon. This holiday beard, blokes, they go out.
And then they get used to it and they want to keep it.
What, Will?
Your facial hair is really pathetic, isn't it?
Well, let's stop focusing on my facial hair.
And let's focus on his dad's beard.
It doesn't need to be. I actually was telling our producer, Jack, the other day that I really am going to focus the goatee and become a goatee guy.
No, that's kind of gross.
No, I think I'm going to be a goatee guy.
Dirty.
But anyway, let's get back on track which is holiday
beard.
You have
to remember, though, for girls as well, that when their boyfriend or their partner, whatever it is, grows a bit of facial hair.
Yeah.
That can be really annoying for the whole kissing side of things because they've got to change used to in terms of the length and they get pash rash and stuff like that.
Oh, I got really bad pash rash.
I got a rash from making out with you once. It was actually
Okay, give us a call.
The big night we had at Connie.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so women here, were you really unhappy with your man's holiday beard?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Holiday beard. Women, do you hate it? Fellas, do you bloody love the bad boy? We got Rachel here from Mosman Park. Rachel, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, Rachel, did you have a partner that grew a holiday beard?
Mine was the same as you. It was my dad.
Yep, okay. What happened?
And he and his partner went away. And I think the excuse was his shaver broke, but he came back with a moustache and a goatee, which has stayed for about 3 months.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, was this
absolutely
like...
horrible.
How was the partner taking this? Because this is the interesting thing. I feel like you come back, the fella's keen to keep the bad boy, but the woman's the one who's giving grief. Was that what was going on?
No, she's fine with it, but everybody else that knows him thinks it's horrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. Thanks, Rachel. For someone who's going for the goatee, that's not encouraging.
Your goatee has got thicker since you've been away.
Thank you, yours is bad.
What's wrong with it, Will? Hang on, before you say that, we've got Crystal here from Mandy. Yeah. Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate. Crystal.
We're good.
It's the great beard debate.
Yes. Well, I can't say it's leaving Australia, but my family, we go to Shark Bay up north every April, and it's a fishing trip. And my husband grows, it's not really a beard, but he calls it his beard. And I'm sure he would attempt to get it longer if I let him.
Sure.
But it's longer than stubble. It's shorter than a big long beard. Yeah. But I hate it. And his excuse is that it's his protection from the sun.
Oh, and that's a good excuse.
That actually is,
You don't have to rub in the sunscreen
just
there.
What I'm thinking. Yeah. Crystal's like, if you let it grow any longer, don't you think there's a little bit of injustice, a bit of inequality going on here? Hides in that I think more often than not, women have a very, very large say in a man's facial hair. And yet, if a man dared to comment on the length or colour of a woman's hair, that's game.
But they comment on our hairy
that's
legs and our armpits
all the time. Depends on the person, Hides. Right? Well, that's a generalisation.
No. Well, and yours is a huge generalisation.
That's a massive generalisation. We didn't do it.
It's true. I've never done that. Like, I completely agree.
You wouldn't care.
My facial hair is constantly a discussion in my relationship, and yet if I said to my girlfriend, "Hey, got to cut. You know, can we go a bit shorter?"
Oh,
I wouldn't do it.
It'd be over.
The Dutch storm
would come straight for you, Will.
Blowing through me.
It'd be an absolute nightmare.
Couldn't change the colour. Couldn't we just... Imagine if Grimo said to you... Oh,
he wants me to cut it like a pixie and I said, oh, no way, I've got a chubby face.
But you'd never do
that.
You'd be quite brutal with him about how long the beard can be.
Oh, I told him that he had to grow his hair long. Remember that?
Yeah. The injustice, Will.
But he told me I need to... shave my legs and I need to shave my armpits and I need to wax down there.
Oh, yeah, there right. we go. And so, now we're down there.
Yeah. See? Yeah, and there. So all I'm saying is there's a quality in the relationship.
All I'm saying is I think that men across WA are oppressed in their relationships and yep. their hair growth.
And that's why I'm keeping the facial hair. Will, thank you.
No worries.
I really appreciate that.
No, Woody, it's got to go.
No, it does not.
Yours is bad.
Jack said to me before that my chin looks like a 12-year-old's pubes, but you know, that's not. That's not.
It's so bad. Jesus.
Heidi Will and Woody's catch up saves you from having to wake up before 9 a.m. weekdays. And switching to Clean Heat saves you 25% on your natural gas charges. T's and C's apply.
Catch up with Heidi Will and Woody on the Hit app. Download it today.